Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Michael Tierney, the founder and CEO of Stuff Puffs LLC. Founded in 2019, Tierney created the first commercially viable chocolate-filled marshmallow confection. Stuff Puffs are perfect for s'mores as they melt from the inside out when roasted over a fire. And Stuff Puffs launched at retail in May of this year, 2019, at more than 2,100 Walmart locations throughout the United States. And I can say right now, I'm ready to try one of these. And Mr. Tierney, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome and our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details behind the creation of Stuff Puffs. So to kick things off today and a good place to start, take it further. What exactly are Stuff Puffs?
Sure. So Stuff Puffs are a real milk chocolate filled marshmallow confection. And the idea is that they look just like a regular marshmallow that you'd have around the campfire, and they are about 40% filled with a real milk chocolate filling. And so the idea is that you can take the product, drop it on a stick, roast it over the fire, and the chocolate then melts from the inside out. They're also great in recipes such as, you know, Rice Krispie treats or hot chocolate. They're great for s'mores indoors if you want to just put one on a graham cracker and microwave it for 6 or 7 seconds. And they're also great just out of the bag as a snack or candy item.
Well, Mr. Tierney, certainly sounds delicious, and like I said, I'd like to try one of those. How did you actually come up with this idea?
About 10 years ago now, I came up with this idea sitting around a campfire with a bunch of friends from college, and I inherently didn't like s'mores that much, or even marshmallow. And my problem was that the chocolate never melted, right? You roast this perfectly good, ooey-gooey, crispy marshmallow. You put it on your graham cracker with your piece of chocolate there, and the chocolate skated around like a hockey puck on ice and never melted and was always hard and crunchy, and it kind of took something away from it. And so what started as me, you know, peeling a marshmallow in half and jamming the chocolate in there and pinching it all back together and roasting it, eventually, over the course of the last 10 years, became where we are today with Stuff Puffs. But that's how the idea was born.
Now tell me, I'd be curious, has anyone ever tried this before or even done this before?
Yeah, so actually a lot of people have tried to do it. And there are some filled marshmallows out on the market that will do, you know, a chocolate compound or a jelly, but at really low percentages, you know, like a 5 to 7% streak of something on the inside of the marshmallow, which to me felt like a bit of a gimmick, right? So if you're going to replace the incumbent, you have to have a lot of chocolate in there, because otherwise it doesn't deliver. And so where the challenge was creating this proprietary manufacturing process that we have, where we can put a lot of, you know, a full chocolate square's worth of chocolate inside of each marshmallow and give you that full sensation and you know, eating appeal.
It is amazing how you can come up with an idea and hit a long home run and make it happen. You have done just that today. We're joined by Mr. Michael Tierney, the founder and CEO of Stuff Puffs LLC, the first commercially viable chocolate-filled marshmallow confection here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how did you figure out a way to actually stuff chocolate into a marshmallow? That's got to be a little challenging.
A lot of trial and error. You know, I had the idea about 10 years ago, and about 7 years ago, I kind of dedicated myself full time to figuring this out. What I realized quickly was I wasn't the first person to come up with this idea. But if we were to pull it off, we would be the first person to actually execute on it. People have been putting chocolate and marshmallows together since, you know, the 50s, when the Girl Scouts coined the term s'mores. And it's such an iconic combination, but it's really difficult to manufacture. And so I kind of got lucky with knowing nothing going into it, because I wasn't rooted in, you know, a long work experience or education in the way candy is classically made, or marshmallows classically made, or chocolate's classically made. And so I was able to take a kind of fresh approach to how to come up with a system to do this. And I mean, I've been laughed out of most candy manufacturers around the planet at this point, trying to figure out a system to do this. But, you know, eventually we were able to figure out the manufacturing process and how to do it efficiently and at scale. And for me, I mean, at the end of the day, we're making chocolate-filled marshmallows, right? It's a fun item. If we can, you know, explore space and the depths of the ocean, we can definitely figure out a way to do this. And that was kind of the driver. Every time I heard, you know, it can't be done, I said, I can't imagine that's possible. I just don't know if we're approaching the problem the right way. And eventually, we did figure out that system on how to do it. So it's been a long journey and some really innovative tech that we've put in play here around actually how to manufacture this product. So pretty exciting to see where we've gotten.
And I'd say so, with great reason. Now, what has been the response so far, and what's next for Stuff Puffs?
Yeah, so the response out of the gate was overwhelmingly positive. And so right before we launched, I remember Pop Sugar put a big article up about, you know, the reinvention of s'mores. I guess they got wind that we were about to launch. And then over the following week, I mean, everyone from Good Morning America to People Magazine picked up the press and ran with it. And so we were sandwiched in between, you know, the most important things to look after this summer, the end of Game of Thrones, the Avengers movie, and Stuff Puffs. That's really good company to be in. And especially as a you know, a new product launching at retail. So the buzz around the product has been super electric. We've got an incredible equity partner that I brought in with DJ Marshmallow and his manager, Mo Shalizi. And those guys have been, you know, magnetic at just bringing attention and consumer eyeballs to the brand. So great partnership there. And we just launched a s'mores kit at Walmart at select the 300 stores. And the kit has two sleeves of graham crackers in it, one bag of Stuff Puffs. And so as we're coming out of the summer season where people are out by the campfire more, this allows you pretty quickly and compactly to drop one in a microwave, 6-7 seconds. You have a great snack. You have a great dessert for the kids. A fun little party item if you're having people over. And so we're really excited about that launch. We just expanded at Walmart nationally to about 4,400 stores, which gives us almost complete coverage across the country. So now everyone should be able to find the product at retail. And at the top of this year, we'll be launching two new flavors, a cookies and cream. So it'll be a vanilla marshmallow with a white chocolate cookies and cream filling. Which is we're super excited about, and a chocolate peanut butter version, which will be a chocolate marshmallow with a peanut butter style center. So we can kind of push s'mores past just the iconic vanilla chocolate combination.
Good stuff, and exciting times for the company as well. Really great to have had you with us. Quite interesting and inspiring as well. And on that note, and in conclusion, any advice for those aspiring entrepreneurs that are tuning in, or someone with a business idea like you had who doesn't know what to do next? What would your advice be for those people?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a lot of it is sweat equity over anything. So, you know, that perseverance, if you see the dream and you see where you want to go, and you still believe in, you know, your ability to create something in a white space that's going to be accepted by the market, just because one investor or one supplier doesn't say, you know, we believe in what you're doing, doesn't mean that the right fit, the right person, the right partnership isn't out there. So perseverance is the only way that Stuff Puffs came to life. And, you know, over the last 7 years, I mean, we've been, you know, trying to raise money and build a factory the whole time. Eventually, I did find that right partner with Rich Thompson and the group over at Factory, which is a private equity group out of Pennsylvania. And those guys saw the vision, believed in it, and here we are today. We've got one manufacturing plant up, and we're in the midst of building a second very large manufacturing site for StuffPuff. So, you know, stay true to what you're looking to do. Find those right partners, and they're out there. So sometimes you got to, you know, meet 1,000 people to find the right one, but you got to just stick with it.
Mr. Tierney, thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to find StuffPuffs near them or to get more information online, where's the best place to do so?
So if you head to our website, StuffPuffs.com, or you can link to it from any of our social accounts on Instagram or Facebook, on our website, you'll find a store locator map. So if you just punch in your zip code, it'll populate stores around you that have the product in stock. Or if you'd like, we can. There is a e-com store platform right on our site, so you can order everything from bags of Stuff Puffs to cases of them to s'mores kits to swag and fun socks and t-shirts and all sorts of stuff. Definitely go check that out.
It sounds like a plan. Again, all the best, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It has been our pleasure.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me. Great talking.
You bet, and anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Tierney, the founder and CEO of Stuff Puffs LLC, the first commercially viable chocolate-filled marshmallow confection. And for all the details, visit StuffedPuffs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.